It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're doing vibe check. How are you feeling about the Steelers this weekend against the Chargers? What kind of game do you expect? Conventional wisdom says it's going to be like 9-6. Did you see the NFL score predictions where they'll release it every week with the faces of all the NFL experts and they'll have the score?
Mm-hmm.
Everything was like 9-6 or 12-9. One legitimate prediction at 13-5.
13?
But I'm starting to see it your way. That the Steelers are going to try to play this game like the Broncos game, and that means push it a little bit early and then hopefully get a lead. And then maybe they'll sit on it then, but would you be satisfied if the Steelers, if they put up like 17 points in a half, if they put up 14 points in the first half, I think I'm good. Like, I think on Monday I'm talking about, hey, the offense is really starting to come together.
And they don't put up any more points in the game?
No, I'm not saying like the Denver game where they totally stink in the second. I would need to see some level of execution in the second half. But if this is what they're trying to be, a team that's going to be aggressive early, and then because they can run the ball, salt it away that way late, and they actually do it more, not just in principle, but actually on the field in actuality, I think I can live with that.
What if it's like a Najee touchdown and a Jalen touchdown and not a Fields throwing touchdown? Would you be okay with that?
Depends how they get there.
Okay.
Depends how they get there.
All right.
Yeah.
I can get with that.
Yeah.
I can get with that.
I think we've talked about the last couple of years, they got one way to win. We're going to win with defense. But if you can win by getting a lead and then, like TJ Watt, man, set the single season sack record, and they never played with a lead. What could this guy do? What could they do as a pass rush and a defense if you're up by a couple of scores in some of these games? You're allowed to win that way, too. You've totally changed my mind on all of this, Dorenson.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.